This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. South Korean officials say North Korea has followed through on its threat to destroy the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border. This is Pyongyang's latest move to rationalize with Seoul. China is accusing India of crossing a disputed border between the two countries. This as the Indian Army says three of its soldiers had been killed in violent clashes. A Chinese spokesman says Indian troops crossing the borderline twice on Monday, attacking Chinese personnel, resulting in a serious physical confrontation between border forces on the two sides. More than two dozen new coronavirus cases in China and the first New Zealand infections in almost a month on Tuesday underline the immense challenges still ahead in containing the deadly pandemic. More than 8 million people have now been infected with the virus worldwide, with more than 435,000 deaths. The latest reminder of the threat came on Tuesday as 27 new infections were reported in Beijing. The new cluster linked to a wholesale food market has sparked mass testing and neighborhood lockdowns. New Zealand is reporting its first cases in almost a month. Two recent arrivals from Britain prompting authorities to start tracing their movements. The South Pacific nation had declared last week that it had ended community transmission of the virus. In Latin America, countries are struggling to contain the disease while trying to ease the crushing economic blow dealt by widespread lockdowns and social distancing measures. In the United States, the world's worst hit nation, there have been flare-ups in some states. But U.S. President Donald Trump's administration insists there will be no new economic shutdown, even if a second wave hits. From Washington, this is VOA News. The mayor of Atlanta is ordering immediate police reforms after the fatal shooting of a black man by a white police officer. The shooting sparked further outrage over the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Atlanta police body and dash cameras recorded the final moments of Rashad Brooks' life. Brooks was shot in the back and killed as he ran away after struggling with officers and seized a stun gun from one of them. At a news conference with tearful family members, Brooks' niece, Chastity Evans, said police should have shown more compassion.
No one walking this green earth expects to be shot and killed like trash in the street for falling asleep in a drive-thru.
Thousands of protesters marched on Georgia's Capitol. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she's issuing a series of orders to work with the police department to immediately adopt new use of force policies.
This is the beginning.
The U.S. Supreme Court has given gay, lesbian, and transgender workers a big win. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The conservative court ruled 6-3 that the Civil Rights Act protects LGBT people from workplace discrimination.
As I read those first few words, my heart stopped.
Gay government worker Gerald Bostick's lawsuit was one of three the high court decided.
Really think I went into a moment of shock.
The ruling's a defeat not just for the employers, but for the Trump administration, which argued the Civil Rights Act's plain wording compelled a ruling for employers. Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, and the president says,
a very powerful decision, actually.
Which is expected to have a big impact on the nation's roughly 8.1 million LGBT workers, since most states do not protect them from job discrimination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he will cut the number of U.S. troops.
Delinquent of billions of dollars, and this is for years delinquent. So we're removing we're putting the number down to 25,000 soldiers. We'll see what happens.
U.S. troops have been stationed in the geopolitically vital country since the end of World War II. The United Nations says for the fifth consecutive year, Afghanistan is the deadliest country on the planet for children. In its annual report, the UN Secretary General says more than 3,000 Afghan children were killed in 2019, and nearly as many were injured. Doctors Without Borders has withdrawn from a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, a month after unknown gunmen raided the facility's maternity ward and killed 16 women. No one has taken responsibility for the May 12th assault on the hospital in the Afghan capital. For the very latest on the COVID-19 pandemic, today's latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.